Seki here from Verity Baptist Church Manila and Verity Baptist Church Pampanga, and I just want to quickly interview one of our church members, Brother Mateus, who moved from Europe to be a part of our church. So, Brother Mateus, the first question I have for you is, when did you get saved and how did you get saved?
Yeah, I got saved 2006, so it's already a long time ago, I think 14 years almost, yeah. And before I was an atheist, most people knew about atheists, and I really believed strong in evolution. It really made sense for me. But I had a friend, a very good friend, and like over the course of around 1 month, he was talking with me almost every day about the Bible, about Jesus. And one day it really made sense for me. So he wasn't the best soul winner, he wasn't a soul winner at all, but he was saved and he told me of the Bible, and I believed him.
The next question I have is this, you know, after getting saved, you know, how did you become an independent fundamental Baptist or kind of know about the new IFB, like-minded churches such as that?
Yeah, that was around 10 years later, 2016. I was actually looking for a video for some videos of Kent Hovind because I was like following him before and I was just waiting when he would come out of prison. But while looking for this, somehow there was a connection to a video from Pastor Anderson of a sermon. And this was really something unusual. It was really a normal church, and I've never seen such a thing in YouTube before. And I just listened to it, and it reminded me in some way to the preaching of my old church, because it was hard preaching, it was like forced soul winning. But the more I listened to Pastor Anderson and later also to some other preachers, the more I realized that there was actually a difference, that the new IFB speaks about once saved, always saved. I always was once saved, always saved in my heart. I knew this. This was never a question to me. And so I found it like a bit awkward why they're talking so much about that. But when I was also listening to the sermons of my old church, I knew there was really something wrong where they preach. And I really realized that I need to leave this church and I cannot stay there anymore. There was no chance. And the main point also what really motivated me to join the movement was I tried really the gospel presentation. In the beginning, it was also for me a bit like too simple, just telling people that they are sinners, deserve to go to hell, and then the salvation, the plan of salvation. It was too simple for me, but I just tried it, and it worked, and people got saved. And at the same time, I also started to read my Bible, and I finished after being already 10 years saved, for the first time reading my Bible, around 8 months after starting to listen to the New IFB sermons. And this motivated me so much, this gave me really like fire in my heart, and from this moment on, yeah, I would consider myself since 2016, like, from the heart, like, in New York.
So the next question is, like, you know, how did you end up moving to Verity Baptist Church Manila? Like, what made you make that decision, and what were the steps involved in that?
Yeah, so last year, January, end of January, so that's 1 year ago, I decided then completely to leave my old church because I couldn't stay there any more longer. And after this, I felt like somehow I'm in a desert here. What shall I do with my life? I had no idea. And I thought about starting a church or something in Poland. I knew on the one hand, I knew that it's not really biblical correctly, but I thought, okay, maybe it's an exception because in Europe they want to go churches. So I wrote like to Faithful World. I wanted to get like their blessing, yeah, so and really to ask for advice. However, I received an email that this is not biblical and they will not support that. And then I really didn't know what to do. I asked once more and got the advice that it would be a good idea to move in another country. And then like sometime for like 2 months around passed, and in March I had holidays. I decided to go to the Philippines just for my holidays and just to visit the Verity Baptist Church Manila, to go soul winning there, and yeah, just to spend like my holidays there. This was a good opportunity.
So the last question I have is this, like, what advice would you give to someone thinking about moving, most specifically moving to another country? Like, what steps are involved? What preparation is necessary?
At first, I would say that you really need to make a clear decision. So you really must be decided, not like maybe, maybe not. Actually, after visiting the country for the first time, I still had a lot of doubts for some months. And it took me, maybe not some months, but it took me until June about. Yeah, so April, May, June, 1-3 months really to make a clear decision. But once you decide, and really once you have a strong wish and you pray about it, then it becomes easy. So this is like the first step that you should do. And you should have really a strong wish, a very strong wish to join a good church and also to go soul winning. And then also there are, of course, practical preparation that you need to do. For example, saving up money. Because when I went to the Philippines, before I went to the Philippines, I knew that there was a good chance for me to get a job, but I didn't know 100%. I knew that I have maybe opportunity in a call center or so, but I couldn't make it sure, so that's why it was good to save up some money just for the case it should not work out. And also for the long term, you should know that you can work here, because not everyone maybe can work, so you really need to know which skills you have and what kind of work is possible for foreigners. Like in the Philippines, you can't just do any job. It's very expensive to get for the company a work permit, so it would, for me, for example, not possible just to work McDonald's. They would just hire a Filipino. So you need to know really also how to find a job. And you must be ready to sacrifice stuff. For example, I was in Denmark, I had a quite comfortable life, and I knew it will not be as much comfortable anymore once I move to the Philippines.
All right, well, thank you very much, brother. It's going to be very helpful information to you.